The Cooper Hewitt Show is organized around themes of daily life, among them energy, mobility, communications, and health. Curator Ellen Lupton says the aim is to show that design can answer some of the biggest questions humanity faces now. And so for the first time, it includes designers from outside the United States.
We live in a very globalized world, and the problems that are facing humanity are global problems. And so we're looking at design produced and created and disseminated all over the world.
42 countries in all are represented. Many of the designs address needs in the developing world. One major problem in poorer countries is a lack of artificial light for making use of the hours after dark. Lamps powered by the sun's energy, like this solar umbrella, are one answer.
And during the day, it opens up and collects solar power and also provides shade underneath the umbrella. And at night, it closes down and light comes out.
The show also features a soil lamp powered by mud. It operates on the electrolytic energy contained in damp soil, enclosed in copper and zinc cells. Durable, inexpensive building materials that can be made locally are another urgent need throughout the world. A curving roof on display was built according to an ancient masonry technique.
The structure that you see here was created with bricks that were manufactured in North Carolina from recycled materials, including processed sewage.
South Africa's Mapungubwe National Park Interpretive Center, featured in the show, uses this type of vaulting exclusively. It uses thin but very strong tiles to span large spaces with no permanent frame.
And that curve is actually making the wall system stronger. And the engineering that's used here is creating a surface that has the strength and proportion of an eggshell. Okay, so it's that thin in terms of the span that it's capable of covering.
In many places, women spend hours every day walking to collect pure water or burn scarce wood for boiling water to make it safe. A solar water purifier designed in Sweden saves time and money and reduces deforestation.
And a product like that really has the opportunity to change the way somebody lives, because now they have time to spend doing other things, making money, becoming educated, taking care of their families.
An incubator for sickly newborn babies is made entirely from motorcycle and car parts so that it can be easily repaired by local mechanics untrained in medical technology. The show also features a signature design that will be especially useful in some of the world's poorest countries, eyeglasses with lenses that users can adjust to the degree of correction needed. Not all the designs in the show are aimed mainly at the developing world. Renewable sources of energy are needed everywhere. These high-altitude kites have tiny turbines on their edges that collect wind energy and send it down the line to be stored and used on Earth. Curator Ellen Lupton says good design should not be seen as a luxury, but as a way to improve life everywhere. The Cooper Hewitt National Triennial Design Show will be on display until early next year. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.